Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome along to the Opinions Matter podcast with Jeremy and Katie for this edition. It is one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts, and we broadcast a new episode almost, I would say 5 or 6 days a week. And I want to start off by saying a very big thank you to the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock for putting us up. This is where our studio is located. And if you're ever out this way, pop into the Oasis Bar for a drink or a bit of lunch and pop into us to say hello, as many of you already have. And thank you to the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock for looking after us. Also, I want to say a big thank you to the sponsors of today's podcast, the Snail Box Restaurant. Discover the Snail Box, a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashbourne. It's literally only 20 minutes from the M50. It's only down the road if you live in Dublin, and it's a perfect spot for good food, good fun, and everything else, including one of the world's biggest hat collections. They have more caps than you could shake a stick at, and they're all hanging out of the roof, baseball caps, and it looks absolutely amazing. And they also, as Katie has mentioned before in previous podcasts, they have an amazing menu for children. So if you like bringing your children to a restaurant that don't just do sausages and chips, the Snail Box is for you. And finally, the most important thing in my mind about the Snail Box is they have an amazing dessert menu, which is the most important thing for me. So if you're into desserts, that's the place to go. So thank you very much to the Snail Box Restaurant for sponsoring this edition of Opinions Matter. Now, what do we want to talk about on this episode? Myself and Katie were just talking beforehand, Katie, and this is anything involving animal cruelty always annoys me.
They're defenseless. They can't speak for themselves.
Yeah. However,
it's horrible.
However, and I'm not condoning what happened to this dog.
Oh, a barking dog.
In this estate. I have been the victim of a barking dog.
I'm actually going to show you something very interesting.
What is it?
I sent this to my neighbour on Sunday. I was trying to work. Look what I said. What did I say to my neighbour? She lives, so there's a house in between us.
Barking nonstop all day. I'm about to scream, yeah. Like it's nonsense.
I had to take my laptop and go to insomnia on Sunday to work because I literally couldn't function.
I'm the same. I almost failed to leave. I did really bad in the leaving cert because our next door neighbour, when I was studying in the bedroom. There's nothing. Now, I'm not for one moment condoning what happened to this dog, and you'll hear the story in a moment. But I'm saying is a barking dog should be controlled by its owner. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Now, here's what Lisa said. She's very upset. She also sent us a video of the dog, Ralphie. What breed is Ralphie? It's a terrier of some sort. I never actually asked her. It's a terrier. Here's what Lisa said. Please, can you talk about this? Because my heart is broken over what happened. I live in, and she mentions the estate. We don't want to name it just yet because we don't know what accusations are going to come in during this topic yet. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So please, nobody, if you know the estate where this is happening in Tala, please do not mention the estate. You lads know where I live because Jeremy was out there doing a report before, many, many years ago, actually. On Monday, my dog Ralphie, who we can see from the photographs, who's a terrier, had to be brought to the vets because of poisoning. He's a Jack Russell, and he wouldn't harm a fly, but one of the bastards in my cul-de-sac poisoned him. He does bark a lot, and I tried to stop him doing it. Last week, someone put a note on my door threatening to shut my dog up because he was doing too much barking. And the note said, the dog better stop barking or it won't be barking anymore. Now, that's not a nice note to get in your door. Mm-hmm. Anyway, roll on Monday, and she says, on Monday, I had to bring Ralphie to the vet. And the vet told me that Ralphie had taken poison and was lucky to be alive. Can you highlight how someone can be so cruel? I can't do anything about a dog barking, and this is just sick. Well, you can do something about a dog barking. We'll get to that in a moment, Lisa. I'm going mad calling to all the doors, and none of them will admit to doing it. I'm terrified to let Ralphie back out because of that evil fucker. Now, let's be very clear. The person who poisoned Ralphie is an evil fucker.
Yeah. No matter what. The sad thing here is that the dog is obviously not having its needs met. If a dog, plus why is a dog being left barking all day regardless of what's leading to the dog barking? That's really cruel. There's obviously something wrong with the animal.
Well, some dogs do bark a lot. And in fact, terriers, which that dog looks like.
I have massive issues with this. Look, what one listener sent us a picture. That's another issue. We'll get that person on. I think that's disgusting.
Yeah, in a while, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I got in trouble over mentioning that as well before.
Yeah, vile. Do you agree with those?
I did, but probably not now.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that is Lisa's issue. Now, Lisa sent us a video of the dog, of Ralphie, about an hour after it came in after being poisoned. And even the noise, I haven't actually played this for Katie yet, because she was late coming in to record today's podcast.
Well, sorry, I had meetings at work.
No, it's okay. But I have the video of Ralphie, and even to hear it sounds, and I don't know if you guys want to hear it. It's up to you guys if you want to hear it. It's up to you if you think I should play it.
Listen, it's up there with nails on a chalkboard and a baby crying all day. It's very
difficult. No, I'm not talking about the barking. This is the noise of Ralphie after he was poisoned.
Oh, no, I can't. No, I can't. Like, I don't even know if I want to hear this.
Well, I don't know. It's up to you guys if you want me to play.
We'll let the listeners decide.
Lisa sent this to us, and she's happy with us for us to play it. But I know it might trigger a lot of you, and I don't want to upset.
Is it a hard listen? Is the dog visibly extremely distressed?
It's a hard listen because you know what's after happening to Ralphie.
No, I don't think I want to hear it. So usually I'm not sensitive, but I don't know what good this is going to do for my head.
No, well, I don't think it's going to do.
But it's the reality of what happens when you know, it's a slow, agonizing death for an animal. It's a disgusting way for an animal to go. It's the cruelest, most inhumane thing.
Luckily, Ralphie is alive.
Poor Ralphie.
But the noise of him. After he was poisoned, it's very upsetting. But as I said, if you don't want to hear it, it's up to you guys. If you do,
let them decide. Yeah,
because Lisa sent it to us with a view to us playing it. Okay, so she's
obviously
happy.
Trying to raise awareness of like, don't if you have a dog barking, here's what mine went through. Don't do this to somebody else's.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't decided whether we should play it or not. It's only about 20, 25 seconds or whatever. But if I do play it, we will give you ample warning, correct?
Yeah, I personally think I'm not going to listen to it. And, you know, that's not me burying my head in the sand. I know what's been done to the dog and I don't need to hear the dog being in distress. So I think give, you know, a 30-second warning so people can
I will. I won't be hearing it.
I don't want to.
Anyway, we want to hear from you on this. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. What do you make of this? What happened to Lisa's dog? Obviously, nobody condones what happened to the dog, the poisoning, it's sick. Anybody, you couldn't possibly condone it. But should she have done more to stop the dog barking? I mean, from what I believe, well, she said it herself, the dog barks quite a bit. So, you know, if you have to do something, you have to have consideration for your neighbours as well. So anyway, I'd like to hear from you now. 085-825-2626.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Here is Kevin.
Don't know if I'm going to have time to come on today, but so I just thought I'd send my now voicemail into you. Quite frankly, I just can't fathom any reason why anyone would do something like this. Like dogs bark. Like if they're defending the territory or they see a cat or maybe they see a bird, it's what they do. Like there was no warning from this neighbor, whoever the hell they are. Like they just took it upon themselves to poison a defenseless animal. And in my view, they should be locked up for that. Like animal cruelty is a crime under Irish law. End of story. And me, like, I don't know why the hell you would even think about doing something so abhorrent.
You see, it depends. I agree with you, Kevin, but it depends how long this was going on. And this man, and again, not condoning it, but he was probably, or woman, sorry, we don't know. I'm assuming it was a man, could have been a woman. But, you know, this could have been going on for months. Lack of sleep, maybe the dog was waking up the kids. As I said, it affected my leaving cert over a dog barking. So it can affect. And unless you've lived beside a dog that's non-stop barking, you will never know the pain that causes. I do think, Lisa, and I know you're a fan of the podcast, and you know my opinion on this, I do think, Lisa, you should have done more to control the dog's barking. Let me go to Celia. How are you, Celia? What do you want to say on this?
I just think that what you just said, she should be able to control the dog better. You know, is the dog barking at night time?
Well, we only have her word for it, and she says in it, he does bark a lot. He barks a lot. She says he barks a lot, and I've tried to stop him doing it. Now, she should have bought a barking collar, to be honest. That would have sorted it out.
I remember people didn't like that before, did they, when you recommended it?
Yeah, which it just gives a little, it doesn't hurt the dog.
It gives a little buzz.
Yeah, that's all it gives, a little buzz.
But usually dogs that bark all the time are dogs that haven't been exercised.
In other words, there's a reason why the dog is barking all the time.
And also, if she brings that dog home, what's going to happen then?
Well, the dog is home. Sorry, Katie.
Some people saying it's only barking. Get over it.
No. Anybody who's saying
poisoning is wrong, but nobody should have to listen to another person's dog barking. It's noise pollution at the end of the day. And if somebody's trying to sleep, as I said, I was trying to work on Sunday, prepare for the show I produced for Monday, and I couldn't get a thing done because I had to take my laptop and go somewhere else because the dog barking was so frustrating. And my neighbour's reply to me was, oh my God, I was just thinking the same thing. I was about to scream. It's not even if you're trying to do anything, it's just that drilling in the back of your head. But that doesn't mean people are like, it's barking, get over it. Okay,
no,
doesn't
you've
done
never,
you, or anybody's violence or hurting an animal. But the barking,
could that letter not have been brought to the police? They put a note in the letterbox to say they were going to do something about it.
I know, but
she didn't stop the barking.
I know, but your people put letters in doors all the time, threatening all sorts of things. She had no idea that this was going to happen. How could she have known? But do you agree with me? And again, it's not condoning what happened. People are texting in annoyed with us, Katie. Have we said?
They're all annoyed.
Have we said at any stage that dog should have been poisoned?
No. No.
Like, why are people hearing that?
If anybody hears that, then they need to get their ears checked. We would absolutely condemn anybody who would carry out any act of cruelty on any animal.
Anybody who's cruel to any animal is a psychopath. An absolute psychopath. However, she should have controlled her dog. And that's what you believe, Celia.
Absolutely, 100%. When I got my new dog from the Travellers.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely, 100%.
So what, does your dog bark a lot?
Well, when I got my dog, I got the dog from the Travellers, and within a week I had her at classes. And they did wonderful things with her, all the different things that you're supposed to do to help them to be dogs that you can live with.
Sorry, Jeremy, can we just go back? Because this is, I suppose, relevant to the conversation. So shock collars, you're kind of playing down. I think shock collars are very... You train through pain.
There's lots of things that people think, teaching
a child how to behave through battering them. That's not okay. An animal should be able to express itself, and putting something on the animal that restricts it being able, that's plain, that's torture. I would class that as torture.
What is a muzzle torture?
A muzzle?
No,
because it's not hurting the dog.
Oh, how do you? It's not comfortable. How would you like a muzzle on a lead?
Is on a lead, I don't think a muzzle is necessary if you have control of the dog. If the dog is under control and is on a lead, then I don't see the point of a muzzle because you have control of that dog. So it's not something I would go to straight away unless the dog is vicious or is uncontrollable. But having something that teaches the dog don't make noise and hurts... I think that's actually a form of torture. I think that's genuinely
It's a conversation for another day.
It's not actually because it's relevant to dogs barking. If you had a dog, would you put a shock collar on? Honestly now.
Let's have a listen to this voice note.
I bet you whoever sent that note didn't put their name on it or didn't say who it's from. So they tried to kill that dog and then just go on with their life like nothing fucking happened. Whoever done that is scummy. And dogs bark. Get over it.
No, Carly. You say, I agree with half that message. Obviously, the fella wasn't going to put, or the girl wasn't going to put their name on the note. By the way, I'm going to poison your dog and I live at number 30. Don't be stupid. Of course they weren't going to do that. But don't come at me, Carla, with dogs bark. And again, coming from someone who's obviously never had their life, your life can be literally ruined by a dog that is constantly barking. Constantly barking. So don't come at me with that, because that's what can happen. Your life can be ruined. Dave.
Hey guys, how's it going? Love the show. My neighbour has two fucking dogs that is constantly, and I mean constantly, lads, barking, barking, barking all the time. Two of them. She never brings the dogs out for a walk, ever. All at night time, all day, you know, you name it. She goes to work, leaves the dog out in the back garden, and it's just bark, 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 bark. So I can understand why this happened. I've thought about it now. Now, I wouldn't do it. Like, I just want to stress that now. I wouldn't actually poison the dogs, but I've thought about it. It's absolutely unbelievable. Like, it's just, it drive you bleeding mental.
Yeah, there you go. That is actually from somebody who actually knows what it's like. Now, he said he'd never poison a dog, which is good to hear, but he says he can understand why you would think about it, why you would just think about it. And again, you're at the end of your tether, you've had five sleepless nights, you're falling asleep in work, your kids aren't getting any sleep. Trevor, what do you want to say on this?
I don't get what the problem is, man. If the dog is being a nuisance, it's constantly barking, the owner's ain't looking after it, time for the dog to go bye-bye. If a wild animal is coming into your back garden, design your own traps, your own hangman's nooses, your own poisoning apparatus, problem solved. What's the issue?
Well, the issue is, and don't make me play the audio of how much this dog suffered, Ralphie, because it's not nice.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just the one of the worst things that you can do is poison any animal because it is a slow. I was looking up, by the way.
Can think of a few of the worst things to do in this life, Jeremy.
Okay,
it's a bloody animal.
Okay, first of all, but you obviously haven't seen a photograph of it. Would you send him when this conversation over? Send him a photograph of what Ralphie looks like. He's the cutest little dog.
Well, why don't you play the audio for Trevor? Let people like myself who don't want to hear it tune out, and let Trevor, who's big man there, I don't care. Let him listen to that, and then we'll get a comment. Will we do that?
Well, no, Trevor. Lisa's listening to this show right now. Lisa is the owner of Ralphie. You say it to her face. What do you want to say to her?
I don't care if she's listening. At the end of the day, if the dog is left alone, constantly not exercised, left in the back garden to go bananas on a 24-hour basis, doggy has to go.
What would you have done if you were living next door to Lisa?
Well, we could have lured it into the car and driven a few counties away like I did to my neighbour's dog.
I didn't stand there laughing maniacally while I done it. I think you need help. Dude, seriously, I think you need to go and get yourself to your GP and ask for a referral for some kind of assessment. It's actually not funny.
Do your dogs, Trevor?
It's very funny to me.
Trevor, do your dogs bark?
I know, actually, I have dogs. And you know what, Jeremy? They don't go ape shit in the back garden. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I feed them, I exercise them. If I'm at work, my oldest feeds them and exercises them. If he's at work, my daughter feeds them and exercises them.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Lola. Lola, what do you want to say on this?
I feel very sorry for the lady who's listening.
Thank you.
What happened?
Yeah.
I think it's very unfortunate that obviously you don't have evidence to give to the guards or the dog, like who's poisoned the dog. It's absolutely horrendous. But I do think that in that situation, like I've got two dogs myself, and I live next door to like a dog. Dogs do bark, okay? But my dogs are kept inside if they start barking. They're trained very, very well. I mind dogs as well, friends' dogs, and one dog used to bark loads, and it came down with this collar on, and it was a vibrating collar, and I was minding it then the next summer when they went away, and it wasn't barking, and it did do the odd bark. It was like a Fitbit for a dog. It doesn't shock them. It does a little beep, and it goes beep, warns them when they bark, and it vibrates. I think anyone who poisons an animal is very, very cruel.
Absolutely. No argument there.
I do believe that, unfortunately, animal rights in this country, you are entitled to keep a dog in the back garden, which is terrible because it is cold. Dogs should be kept in. They shouldn't be annoying. But the neighbours should come to the person directly and say, listen, we're having a problem. Is there a way of resolving the issue? That's my first thing. And then it could be like, right, well, maybe like if my neighbours came to me and said that my dogs are very well trained, I would be absolutely on board with not annoying them.
So you think Lisa should have, when that letter came in Lisa's letterbox last week, she should have dealt with that and sorted the dog. The thing is, and people are messaging in to say, some dogs just...
Would it be not better if that person came up to them in face-to-face and just explained that, look, I'm having problems. You know, but poisoning dog, I know when I was younger, this is like 20 years ago, Lola.
Yeah, you sent us a picture there. You've minded dogs in the past and you used this product and it's amazing.
No, it came with them. I didn't. Okay. It was from
but an anti-bark collar whether it just vibrates or hurts them or not, it's doing enough to silence them. So that,
it's no different to me from wearing a Fitbit. You get 10,000 steps and it buzzes.
Lola, that's when you're wearing one of those pedometers or you're wearing your Fitbit or whatever that counts your steps, it's not stopping you from doing something because you don't like the sensation.
But
you can't really talk about animal cruelty if you support something that shuts the dog up through a sensation it doesn't like.
Training a dog, you need to train it consistently, and once that dog is trained, it doesn't need it. I think it's a fantastic device. If I had a dog that was...
How would you feel about one point being put on a child for crying? What's the difference?
Some dogs bark more so than other dogs. The temperament, the breed, everything. They get, and once they're well looked after, you know, a dog who's going to bark constantly, that a Fitbit vibration collar is not going to do anything for them. I would never put a shock collar on a dog. But some people can't train their dogs. That's the issue. They have to train consistently. And people think they can just get a lovely little puppy and let it run around. No, it doesn't work like that. I know from past experience, and that's awful poisoning. I know when I was a child, there was a lunatic that was in around my town, and he put blades into dog food because the dog was barking. Now, where I live on the back of a farm, okay? I have a cock-a-doodle-doo, which I would love to eat at for a dinner on the table. I'll tell you that, because it wakes at 5:30 every morning. And I have a guy who breeds dogs for hunting behind.
Sorry, you're being woken up at 5:30 every morning because of the...
Every morning, by cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. Okay? Can't put one on the cock-a-doodle-doo. There's a guy behind us, he breeds dogs for a living, hunting. So the dogs bark to each other. So we have other dogs around there. Once one dog barks, the next one barks. But they're all kept inside. You know, it's dog management. If you have a dog, you have to look after it. End of. As simple. The woman shouldn't leave the dog out there barking, annoying people. If my dog, I have a Dachshund at the moment, and he's mine. Anytime he starts barking, he comes straight back into the house. He's trained. He's not to be outside barking the house. You can hear him now. We put on dog TV, everything. He is well trained. If you cannot look after your dog, barking, there is a problem. I do not think there's any problem getting one of those training collars.
But you don't think there's any problem with it. But you do realise that the dog is still being silenced, forced to shut its mouth because of a sensation that is uncomfortable for the dog. So much so that it's afraid.
No, it still barks. It barks when it needs to. It just knows it's not to bark all the time.
No, a dog doesn't think like that, actually. A dog doesn't categorise its barking.
I actually run a company for dogs. It's a dog Airbnb. I've done dog training, everything. Yeah, so basically I'd have 10 dogs in my house all the time. I know how to deal with dogs. And a dog who barks all the time is being neglected, put it that way.
Sorry if you couldn't cross your load. That's what you were saying, Trevor, that the reason the dog is barking is because it is being neglected. Is that right?
Being neglected, not being walked, probably not even being fed, you know what I mean? So if an owner's going to be that irresponsible, neighbour needs to step in and take action. End of story. And your woman there with the rooster, the pelican will sort that out.
And how would you feel if someone did that to one of your dogs?
Well, my dog, it wouldn't happen, Jeremy. My dogs, I have three dogs, I'm just out to get in a fourth recently, and they don't behave like that. They're well-trained, well-mannered.
I don't believe your dogs never, ever bark. I don't believe that for one second.
Yeah, of course they bark, but dogs, they don't go constantly. Like the one that was next door to me for months, and the owners didn't give a shit about it, and there was one lady fucker in the house 24/7, and I basically went to them and I said, "Oh, Jay, the dog's going a bit mad. Can you do a bit of that more exercise?" "Oh, I don't have the time." So I said, "Oh, right, okay." Didn't train the dog, didn't say anything, so they can't prove it was me. 2 days later, the dog was gone.
Stay there for a second, please, Trevor. A lot of people are very upset with what he's saying. Let's have a listen to, who is this? Ellie. How are you, Ellie?
Hey, guys. Wish I could call in, but I have to head back to work, so I'm just sending in a quick voice now. That's terrible what happened to her dog. I hope her dog does make a full recovery, and I hope she recovers from the trauma of that situation. I understand excessive barking can be annoying. I've had situations before with neighbours with dogs that excessively barked, but do people not realise you can put in a noise complaint? I sent you a screenshot and a link there. You can actually make a complaint, like if your neighbour has a dog that is excessively barking to the point where, you know, it's like disturbing your sleep or whatever. So there are avenues people can take besides just poisoning a dog. Also, I hate the fact you even have Trevor on today. Like, he shouldn't even have an opinion on this, because we all know what Trevor's like when it comes to animals.
Well, no, he is a dog already.
I just think it's ridiculous. There's absolutely no need to poison an animal. Like, it's not that dog's fault.
No, it's not.
It's horrific. And there's other avenues people can take if they want to complain about a dog that's excessively barking.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you. There are avenues that people can take, but I've never heard of a dog being taken away from its owner because it barks excessively. Maybe it has happened, but I have never, ever, ever heard of that happening, where someone was coming along, where the dog wardens have come along and literally taken a dog away from its owner. Anyway, we're back with more in a second. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, are you actually for real? You waffle on about how much you love your animals and how your dogs are amazing and they're great and everything else, but yet you'd kill your fucking neighbours at pet.
What's your point?
That's all I get off you. What's the point? You go on.
What's your point?
You go on like an animal lover and you come on here and you waffle on.
Yes, I care about my dogs. I don't care about the neighbour's dog.
And what'd you do if the neighbour killed your dog?
Well, they'd have no reason to kill my dog, because my dogs don't fucking keep up on me. So it's a stupid question.
Don't bark at
What's
all.
Your name
your
again?
Dogs don't, Lorraine.
Yes, they do, Lorraine. They do bark, but they don't go apeshit 24 hours. Like my neighbour's dog was, and I drove it 3 counties away and let it run free.
You are sick.
Why am I sick? Okay, Lorraine, let me ask you a question. If I said to you, right, the neighbour's dog is going crazy, I'm on the verge of breaking, or you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in next door, cut its head off, leave the body in the back garden, the head in the front garden, and stick a note on the door telling them to shut the fuck up with the dogs. Would that be sick?
That's sick, but that wouldn't surprise me if that came from you.
Yeah, see, Lorraine, do you see the difference? I didn't hurt the dog. Well done. Welcome to the conversation.
I'd be up on a murder charge if somebody did something like that to my dog. I'd be up on a murder charge.
But what would you do Lorraine, what would you do if your children were getting zero sleep every night because
there's other avenues you can go?
Okay, but I'm asking you what you would do. Come on, Lorraine, do you honestly think if you rang the guards at 11 o'clock tonight, let me put this question to you, Lorraine, you ring the guards at 11 o'clock tonight and you say the next door neighbour's dog is barking, what do you think, Katie, would happen if you rang?
They won't come out when an old lady is mugged, it takes some hours, so they're not going to come out.
You wouldn't see them until Tuesday. Sure, you wouldn't.
But something needs to be done. There needs to be something in place to protect the dogs and people.
So what would you do, Lorraine?
I'd knock into the neighbour, get him to bring the dog in, get it. There's other avenues than going down than poisoning the dog, or as Trevor would do, take the dog and let it set it free 3 counties away. There is other avenues. You don't have to harm the animal.
No, I agree. You should never, ever, ever harm an animal. Ever. No matter.
You don't have to go, or even take it out of somebody's garden without them knowing and setting it free, 3 counties away? Like, there's other avenues. Knock into the neighbour, explain to the neighbour, say, look, sorry, this is happening. Do something, or I'm reporting you to the council, I'm reporting you to the warden, I'm reporting you here. There's other avenues. You can ring the DSPCA.
And Louise is upset about the comment you made about taking the neighbour's dog and bringing it miles away. That was about 10 years ago from what I believe.
But it's still psychopathic.
It is.
Psychotic. It's sadistic. It's fucking mental. On another level of mental. Trevor, you need to be assessed. Get yourself to a GP. Tell him you're not well in the head and you need someone to look at you, because you're not right in the head. Anyone who hurts animals and laughs about it, which you've been doing throughout this podcast the last half hour, and doesn't see an issue, is sick.
Well, no, he didn't.
And they're concerned to society, because they say most psychopaths start off hurting animals. I'm just saying.
Okay, Lorraine, let me go back to you. What would you do in that situation? You'd go to the neighbour's house and you'd say, listen,
I'd explain either do something with the dog, bring it in, do something with it, or I'm going to go further with this and I'm going to report you to the guards, the council, or the DSPCA. Like, there's other avenues to go down without poisoning the dog, without doing any harm
absolutely
to the dog.
Absolutely. But
you can like go down them avenues.
But if the neighbour says, piss off, you know, this is my dog, I let him bark whatever he wants.
Yeah, what do you do in that situation? Because there are no more, and other than, you know, letting the dog free, then what are, or poisoning the dog, which obviously is completely sick and wrong.
Here's a question from Brian. Brian's saying, what did Lisa do when she got the note? I'm not agreeing with the poisoning. I'm just asking, what did Lisa do about the issue? Now, by Lisa's own admission, when she got the letter in the door, which was 2 weeks ago, threatening to basically shut your dog up or else, she did nothing. The dog didn't stop barking.
See, wrong. That's wrong on her end. That is completely wrong. If you're on notice that your dog is doing your head in, or doing the neighbour's head in, that's wrong. You don't do anything about it. That's wrong. at the same time, there is other avenue. Like, as I said, not move the dog, but there is. You can ring the DSPCA, ring somewhere like that and see. Like, just don't harm the animal. I think it's wrong to harm an animal. There's a running joke in my house that I treat our dog Lulu better than Jay.
Poor old Jay. Jesus, I never must felt more sorry for Jay. No, I agree.
But that's the running joke in our house. No,
I agree with you. There's never an excuse for harming a dog. But when a neighbour just won't listen to you and won't, literally won't do anything about their barking dog and it's affecting your life, then you've no avenue to turn to. Because I'm telling you now, the guards are not going to come out to your house because Ralphie next door is barking.
If you make enough noise at the guards, or you can keep complaining night after night, to eventually have to do something.
As Katie was saying, your house could be broken into. You could ring the guards and say, listen, there's a...
The only thing you could do, and I'm not condoning it, but I'm saying it's an option. If the dog isn't being looked after, you could take and give it to a family who will look after it.
But again, we're not for
you
one
could.
Moment suggesting that Lisa...
You're not hurting the animal goes to a better place.
Yeah, we're not
you
suggesting for one minute that Lisa isn't looking after her dog, okay?
Oh, well, I'm suggesting that if the dog is outside barking all day, then
the
dog's not being looked after.
If the dog is outside barking and she's on notice, yeah. Jeremy, and she's on notice that the dog is barking, she's hardly taking care of it at that point. The dog is obviously bored. Yeah. It's fed up. It's being
poor
ignored.
Dog.
No, not true, Lorraine, and I know this because we used to have a Jack Chihuahua about 10 years ago called Charlie. And Charlie was the most looked after dog ever. He was walked within an inch of his life. He was fed steaks. He was given everything. And Charlie, because the breed of dog he was, being a Jack Chihuahua, he was just a barker. And his barker, I remember, used to go, it would give you migraines.
But
it was
then,
so bad.
Then the dog should be kept inside and not left outside for everybody
and
else.
And not left outside.
Yeah.
I have a German Shepherd and I have a French pug mixed with French pug mixed or whatever it is, Frenchie mixed with a pug. And that thing barks at that drop of a hat. But she's kept in the kitchen. She's not allowed bark at the window. She's not like, she's a yappy thing as well. So I understand the yappiness of dogs, but mine's not allowed out the back to terrorise the neighbours.
Angela, they're saying, seriously, Kate, you steal the dog. If the dog's not being looked after and its needs aren't being met and it's been neglected, left there barking and it's annoying everybody, then I absolutely would support that dog going to another family. If it's not being looked after, then it should be. The dog doesn't get a say.
No, Casey's in trouble for condoning kidnapping of dogs.
I'm not saying I would do it.
I know that, yes.
But I'm just saying, in a perfect world, the dog would be with a better family, and maybe this wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if someone took it into a better family.
Okay, stay there for a second, Lorraine, and come to Jess in a moment. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jess, what do you want to say about this?
Oh, I just can't believe there's actually people in this world that poison dogs.
But you're
fucking scumbags.
Okay, but Jess, you just look. Halloween is only around the corner, yeah.
Oh, I dread it.
As a cat owner, I won't let my cats outside the door. Look at the amount of scumbags in Dublin that terrorise cats and dogs every Halloween. So I don't know why you're shocked that people would harm an animal.
I agree with that last caller there, that girl saying that, you know, obviously living beside a dog is constantly barking. I've experienced it myself and it's an absolute nightmare.
Okay, tell me what you went through then, because I want people to hear these stories. I want dog owners to hear these stories so they're aware of the effects that your barking dog can have on people. So tell me what happened.
I wouldn't say he was extreme. He was just a nuisance. There was some nights he was fine, other nights he was just barking. We lived in a council estate. It wasn't because he was neglected. It was because he'd hear young lads in the lane, or he'd hear, you know, young lads hanging around acting the bollocks or whatever, and he'd be barking. And it wouldn't be because he's not looked after. He's just protecting his own. But he was a nuisance. But besides the point, like, Jesus Christ, like, why would you poison an animal?
Like, I know.
How could anybody do that? Like, it's cruel. And that Trevor lad, he needs to be assessed because he's a psycho.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I wasn't even saying it in a smart or condescending way. I was saying it being serious.
Honestly, it's a proven medical fact that people who harm humans usually start out harming animals.
100%. 100%. But as well, there's people who just get to breaking point where the dog doesn't shut up.
No, I'm sorry, Jeremy. Breaking point, my bollocks. No chance. My dog wrecks my head on the daily. He's only
9 months. He's a Belgian Malinois, and he has energy to burn all day long. You could have him in the dog pen all day long, or you could have him running up fields and mountains, and he just needs energy constantly, and he wrecks my skull sometimes. But Jesus Christ, would I harm an animal? Absolutely not. Disgusting.
No.
Plenty of ways. They could have got a dog warden involved, or RSPCA, could have got a petition signed to all the neighbours, because I'm sure all the neighbours are feeling it as well. Got a petition signed to have something done. Go down the right route, but to harm an animal? No, sorry, that's the last resort. Even the last resort, that's no resort.
It's no resort. No, you're
like
right.
That.
But are you really going to get a petition? Are you going to get your neighbours to sign a petition against...
It's happened. I know people that it's happened to.
What? That they've signed a petition?
The neighbours have had a petition signed to say that they are fed up and sent it to the council. The dog warden came and the dog was taken away. Now, it wasn't just because of the dog barking. The dogs were being neglected and it was back garden breeding. And the dogs were just in an awful state. But the neighbours did sign a petition and have the dog taken from the premises.
Jeez, well, I have to say, I've never heard of it happening. I'm glad that did happen. Was it just barking? Was that all? There was no neglect or anything?
No,
like that?
There was negligence there. The pens were filthy and the dog never walked. Like, so obviously the dog had a reason to be barking, but still it shouldn't have happened the way it did. It wasn't fair.
Well, fair play. Were you involved in that situation? Like, were you one of the neighbours that signed the petition?
No. My friend was a friend.
And did this happen? This happened in Ireland, did it? In Dublin?
Dublin, yeah. I know it happened recently as well.
But as you were saying, it wasn't purely because of the barking. It wasn't the noise pollution thing.
It wasn't just the barking. No.
Okay. Thanks very much for your call, Jess. Let me go to Neil. How are you, Neil?
Hi. I'm not too bad, thank you.
Good. Now, you've been listening to this conversation. We all agree. Yeah. We all agree that hurting an animal is a no-no and should never, ever happen. We all agree on that. But what can we do? Why did this happen in this housing estate in Tala? Why did it happen?
Probably the dog has either got to the point where it needs to have more exercise, more attention, and a dog has to communicate somehow. The only way it's going to know is to bark. And bark to get attention, to be let out, to do whatever it needs to do. There is plenty of other ways of trying to get a dog to stop barking, training it, exercise it, as the lady said before, try and burn the tiredness off it by running it. Like Molly's that the previous lady had, you could exercise them all day and you'll still not find it very hard to tire them out. But there is ways and means of doing it. I don't agree with shock collars. I have 6 labs on myself. They don't bark all the time. They do bark when they're looking out of their pens or at the shows or whatever the case may be. But I don't believe that any dog should be poisoned, not in any way, shape or form. It does leave underlying effect to the dog, even if it does make a full recovery.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Lisa said that, well, she hasn't said Ralphie has made a full recovery, but she said that he is lucky to be alive. I'm just thinking, the way that must have been done, they must have put the poison in the actual dog food or something like that. Is that what they do? I don't know how they...
I don't know. I think they wrap it up in something so the dog will eat it. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
It's not something I've looked into. It is
sadistic,
so
isn't it? It's horrible. It really is. Neil, a lot of you didn't want us to play the clip. Lisa asked us to play the clip. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play 10 seconds of it is all I'm going to play. And the reason I'm doing it, and if you don't want to hear it, just mute this for the next 30 seconds, okay? Just mute for the next 30 seconds. The reason I want to do this is to highlight the pain that a dog goes through when it is poisoned.
I'm turning off my headphones.
No, and that's all. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. That's all. Just to try and teach psychopaths not to do this to animals. Now, that's all I'm playing, okay? That's all I'm playing. I'm back. You can turn your headphones back on now. The only reason I'm doing that is not to be sensationalist. It's literally to highlight how bad it is to do something like that, okay? That's all I'm playing it for. And it was Lisa, as I said, the dog owner, who was happy for us to play it. Anthony says, don't play it. What, you know, if we need to get inside these people's heads, Anthony, if we need to teach people that poisoning dogs is wrong, because these people obviously don't believe that poisoning dogs is wrong. They see them as animals. And again, Yes, exactly. Brian says some people do need to hear it. I believe some people do need to hear it, especially, as I said, with Halloween coming up. It's only around the corner. Do you let your dog out? Are you terrified of your dog?
I'm terrified for my dog at Halloween.
Yeah.
Even down to the fireworks, I get really upset because there's nothing I can do to stop it other than, like, now, I'm not being funny, but actually there's CBD oil for pets. Just
yes,
as a
there
side
is.
Note.
Yeah, we have it, yeah.
At Halloween, because it's traumatizing for them. It's really, and it's really upsetting as a dog owner, because there's nothing you can do to calm them really other than try and make it as the environment as calm. But CBD oil actually is great. It really helped last year. But yeah, Halloween is, I'm dreading it around the corner. It's horrible.
So I think this, it's more important than ever before that we actually highlight the fact that there are people out there. Let's not brush it under the carpet. There are psychopaths out there that will injure your animals, be it your cats or your dogs. So don't let them out when Halloween comes around, because, and most of them are teenagers, aren't they, that do this kind of thing?
They're sickos. Doesn't matter. No, it's not just teenagers, it's adults as well.
A lot of people do want to know how they make sure they don't miss another episode of Opinions Matter. Simply click notifications on Spotify on our channel, Opinions Matter, on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode. We upload about 5 or 6 a week, and we will talk to you on the next episode of Opinions Matter. Have a good one.